Hello everyone and welcome to the sixth real episode of Invest in Bulgaria. Today I'm here with Uwe Auguier from Austria, who has been in Bulgaria since 4 years and is a serial entrepreneur. Hello Uwe, how are you doing in these interesting times?
Thank you Dimi, I'm really glad to be here with you. This is really lots of fun for me.
For me it's really exciting. I know you have a lot of interesting experience to share and story. Could you please tell us a bit more about yourself?
Absolutely. So for me, you know, like most of my lifetime, I worked in a corporate situation, more or less. But I'm a sailor. I like sailing, so I'm a skipper. One time I was sailing with a bunch of nomads.
Okay.
And there was a project by the name of Co-Boat. So they wanted to bring like co-working on a boat.
Huh, interesting.
And so I sailed with them. We crossed the Indian Ocean, actually, the Bengal Sea. And so I got to know six digital nomads. This was so interesting for me. I've never heard about that. And I remember myself, you know, like I was Googling, you know, like digital nomad, what does it mean? You know, I had no idea.
Yeah, what is the meaning of that?
Exactly. Yeah? So I was there as a sailor and then got to know into this mind space of the digital nomads. And this I found so interesting, and I have a business in Austria, so I'm a real estate manager.
Okay.
And so I was curious, you know, like, can I apply this digital nomads, how they live their lifestyle, how they run businesses? Exactly. Can I apply this on my business?
Interesting idea.
And I never thought about it before, mm-hmm. but actually it works amazing. I found an agent and she's running all the stuff whilst I'm not there. She's dealing with tenants and whatnot, you know.
In Austria.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so happy that I did it. You know, like I took a leap of faith, if you want to
you
say
so. You took a risk.
Exactly, yeah. But on the other hand, you know, like I do this since a long time, so I know my business very well. And so I could apply all my knowledge in a way so that I can be away and this person, my agent, is running the business without me, you know. So and now I'm only online and WhatsApp and I check if everything is right, you know, like.
Okay.
But it doesn't take me so much time, actually. And I'm so happy that I did this because now I'm emotionally apart from this business, which gives me a clear entrepreneurial mindset. So it allows me to really think about the business and I'm not emotionally involved anymore.
So I'm really tempted to ask you straight away, what role Bulgaria plays in your story? Because you say that now you have this clear entrepreneurial mind because of the way you restructured your primary business. So how does that relate to Bulgaria and what you have here?
Absolutely. So one of the sailors, one of the nomads on this boat was Matthias.
Okay.
And Matthias and I, also there was a third person, Heinz, we were talking about co-living and doing a co-living space in Austria. So this was the initial idea, but it was born on Co-Boat. This was like on
Which year was this?
This is like five or 6 years ago.
Okay. 2015, let's say.
Somewhere there. And then Matthias and I, we kept more going towards this idea. We were really like looking up places.
How can you make it, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. So we were looking around Austria and so on and so forth. But, you know, it was a great idea and we really loved it. But the problem is we couldn't get the contract. There was another thing with the landlord and, you know, like...
The first customers are always the most difficult, yeah?
No, but we couldn't find a place really. And mm-hmm. if we found a place, you know, we couldn't get the deal going.
Okay.
So there was friction, you know? But then a friend of us, Jürgen, he told us, hey guys, why don't you come to Bulgaria? He was living in Bulgaria at that time. And we knew him from another event. And then Matthias and I said, yeah, Bulgaria, what is happening in Bulgaria, you know? And so we looked it up and we found, hey, actually, Bulgaria has the Black Sea. Bulgaria has ski resorts.
Indeed.
Bulgaria is a European member, you know?
Yeah, a member of the European Union since 2007, yeah.
Exactly. And also it's bordering to Greece.
True.
And so we were looking it up. And also what we didn't want to do, we didn't want to compare us with other co-working spaces. Because most digital nomads, they go to islands, they go to shores, they go to nice beaches and stuff. But we wanted to offer something different, you know? And then we found Bansko. Bansko is a ski region, and it's the best ski area in the Balkans, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And we were very attracted by that. So we said, hey, come on, let's put a bunch of people together and let's visit Bansko and let's try, you know, like, Bansko, how does it feel?
Yeah, and Bansko also accommodates some championship, world championships.
That's
in
right,
skiing.
The FIFA, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, okay, well, I mm-hmm. did not expect that. That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing story. And the way how you were ready to take on a next challenge as an entrepreneur. Because this actually, it's really funny because we right now actually are sitting in a co-working space in downtown Sofia. It's the networking premium co-working space at Rakowski, and here also they have also co-living. But you were thinking of doing that back in 2015, so at the very early stage of this new trend, you were one of the first, I guess, to try and realize that.
It wasn't so new by then, you know, like if you look at Chiang Mai, for instance,
but for
or
Europe.
If you look at Bali, no, not even in Europe. I mean, you know, in German, the co-working scene in German, the co-working industry is quite big in Germany. You
but
know?
The co-living part, that's interesting.
However, you know, like the initial idea was co-living, right?
Yeah.
But then in Bansko, we found it's so affordable. You know, like you can rent a place, especially in the summer, for 200,
sure.
250 euros a month. You can rent an apartment for 250 euros a month. And we thought
that's
you know,
not
like,
possible even in Plovdiv for Sofia.
It's stupid to try to do co-living. So we are like, no, we need to do something different. And mm-hmm. then we thought about co-working. So we opened the co-working space
really
in Bansko because it fits better to this area, you know, like it just fits better in. And also, it was very interesting. I just met Emil today, you know, like from this co-working space.
Yeah,
he's
the owner, yeah.
He's so cool. He's a great host. If your audience want, please try this out. It's a really cool co-working space. So, and, you know, like when we visited the co-working spaces in Sofia at that time, like 5 years ago or 4 years ago, it's like all the people we were talking to, all these co-working space owners, they were looking at us very strangely. They were like, you want to open co-working in Bansko?
Are you crazy?
They didn't tell us. They didn't tell us.
Okay.
But they were looking at us. We knew they think we are crazy.
Well, I can only assume why would that be. I like to say this in our episodes. I try to constantly, it's kind of a friendly reminder, that first, because Bulgaria is a young market economy, it has its challenges. At the same time, it has a lot of opportunities, right? It's not like a developed market like Germany is. So this plays a part in both directions. At one, do you have a lot of people who are eager to start doing something new that maybe no one has even tried? At the same time, you have people who are already trying something and now they're learning the difficult lessons, right? Because the knowledge, the know-how of this journey, you know, being an entrepreneur, we're still growing it, and that's what makes this kind of environment, in my opinion, really awesome, really exciting. So for you, how has that been? This feeling, how do you like the business environment here? On a personal level, like networking, and then on a more administration level, perhaps, you know, working with the authority, setting up your business and so on.
that's a great question, Dimi. I really like it. And I think, you know, like this is exactly what happened. And I would like to comment on that because, you know, like in Austria or Germany or Switzerland, it feels like everything is you know, limited and regulated in a very specific way. So you only have a certain leeway.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Bulgaria, I feel everything is possible. You know, like you have more freedom. There is also rules and regulations. And
of course,
every year there is more rules and more regulations.
Because of the European Union as well and because of local. But at the same time, this gives you some framework to work with. Yeah.
But I think, you know, like, and this is exactly what I personally feel. You know, like walking in Austria, I feel like restricted.
Mm.
Whereas when I go here around the corner, I see the opportunities. You know, and you know, like a business is a commitment anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. But also,
everywhere you have challenges, but the opportunities, it's another topic.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Exactly.
And I feel there's so many more opportunities here and I have so much more leeway to go.
Yeah.
So it's much more interesting to be in this country, to start in Bulgaria, because, you know, like, first of all, things are more affordable. You know, like setting up a business in Austria is a serious commitment. especially financially. And if you start out, this can be something which you have to think twice. And here in Bulgaria, you know, like, you can start a business easily for 700 euros with everything included, you know, like...
I want to put one perspective, just please remember your thought. So to put some context for the listeners, the thing is that the share capital in Germany and in Austria, if I'm not mistaken, for a limited company, LTD, is, or GmbH as it's per German, it's about 20 to 25,000 euro, where in Bulgaria you can establish a limited company for as little as one Bulgarian leva share capital. So this is... both a pro, and it has its some downsides, of course, but it's definitely a pro when this with this initial commitment that you're mentioning, that you feel more limited, that you feel that a bigger burden to take the step to try to be an entrepreneur or to open your second, third business. And please go on. I just wanted to mention that difference of the share capital for limited company, that in Bulgaria it is substantially smaller.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I think it's too small in Bulgaria, to be honest, because
yeah,
you know,
that's one of the downsides.
Two level is really, it doesn't cover
nothing.
Anything,
yeah,
you know,
nothing,
like,
yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, like, I have to say, we have our... our members or the people who come to Coworking Bansko, these are digital nomads. And digital nomads mostly, and this is the interesting part about digital nomads, they are more focused on the lifestyle than on earning money. You know,
interesting.
Like, so they rather go and have a great experience somewhere,
okay,
rather than buying a big car or a big house or something like this.
Yeah, this kind of makes sense. You know, you see the market is changing toward user experience instead of just satisfaction, right? So what do you think is attracting your members to Bansko or to Bulgaria, like this kind of a lifestyle that they get? Or,
well, anyhow, I think we do a good job, and in Bansko is a special crowd, so we have an amazing community. But apart from that, you know, like, what I wanted to say, or to finish my thought, is like the digital nomads, they run a small business. Usually they are freelancers.
True.
And some of them, you know, like...
consultants,
yes, and some of them are focusing on the European market. So, you know, like, if they travel in Asia, they have always this gap of the time shift. And in Europe, you're more centered, you know, like, you have more the
European time zone.
And also, you know, like, most of their customers are European-based or maybe American-based.
We share the same time zone also with Tel Aviv, which is also a plus.
Absolutely. And therefore, if they run a small business and maybe their income is not that huge, so starting a freelance business here in Bulgaria...
it's easier.
Not only it's easier, but it's also very affordable. And the third leg, I would say, you know, the third pillar, if you want to say... is that having a base here in Bulgaria is amazing. First of all, it's European soil, so to say. And secondly, you know, it's very easy to travel from Sofia to anywhere in the world for very affordable money. You know, like, there's the major air companies.
Yeah.
They fly to Sofia.
Oh, yeah. And Lufthansa, Austria, yeah.
Yeah, and whatnot, you know. And you can have really great deals to anywhere in the world. It's very easy. It's a good hub, you know. And
indeed.
then, you know, like, if you have a little money to invest, like, you can buy a studio for as little as 10, 15,000 euros in Bansko. So if you want to have your
Even
own
I didn't
place,
know it's that affordable.
Yes, exactly. And if you want to have your own place, so it's easy to buy something there or to rent if that makes you happier. It doesn't matter.
Of course.
And you have a base here in Bulgaria. And this is good because, you know, like... Many nomads, they don't travel with much luggage.
Yeah, true.
So they always look for storage place or so. And if you own a place here, it's so easy, you know. And
yeah, you can use it as a storage place when you travel. So that's really fascinating. I mean, I really appreciate you bringing the positive sides of Bulgaria and the environment here. But I must ask you as well, what kind of difficulties did you experience? Maybe at the beginning, I guess, maybe now it's easier or, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I like this question because, you know, like, it's not all shiny gold and it's not a land where milk and honey are flowing. And especially...
unicorns and...
exactly. And especially one thing which I'm amused nowadays and is that there is no... the people don't have this service thought. So
okay.
It's like, if you expect to get the best service, this is not your country.
You mean like customer service?
Yeah, customer service. I mean, it's any service. You know, if you go to a, if you go to a restaurant, you know, you need to tell the waiter what you want. You know, you need to say, hey, I'm here and I want whatever. You know?
I think it's the difference of the maybe it's like a cultural difference. Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely can see where you're coming from. We had also James Meads on a previous episode shared similar experience with telco mobile operators and with some other services. So yeah, that's a fact.
I think it's a cultural difference. I think, you know, your past, your history brought you to this, you know, like, that the people don't expect service even, you know? And I think this is actually bringing in more opportunities, because now I started this business, mystartbulgaria.com. Okay. And so I help people to apply for residency service, and as well as I help them to register their company.
So this is like both a relocation, you assist them with their relocation and also setting up their business in Bulgaria if they're entrepreneurs, small business or digital nomads.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So it's like also a consultancy. So I help the people, I tell them, hey, listen, in your situation, maybe this is the best way for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use this because they get the full service from me. I help them to overcome these bureaucratic steps and, you know, like the lack of service. Sometimes they don't know the entire process, but tell them the entire process, because, you know, like with Coworking Bansko, I opened 4 businesses in Bulgaria.
Awesome.
And so, you know, like I know exactly what are the hurdles, what are the difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things, you know, when you ask what are the challenges, is of course the language, and I'm not able to speak Bulgarian yet.
But do you face some kind of a challenges with English or German? How we get along? Most people speak English.
Yes, most people speak English.
So with English, you're capable of going around your day, I guess.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to get a feedback here.
Absolutely. But the thing is, you know, like to open a company, it's not so easy.
Yeah,
you need
right?
to go to a notary. Yeah. And everything has to be.
So you need some kind of a translator, I guess,
exactly,
from time to time.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really good info. Mm-hmm. So for the initial states, people would kind of need some translator, and I guess that's also something you help them facilitate, I guess, through your...
Absolutely. Yeah. We have people, we have local partners.
Already from previous, you know, customers and
exactly,
also for yourself, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's like we offer a very smooth process. So when somebody comes to me, I say, hey, listen, this is the process we need to go through, and I help you in every stage. So nobody has to work on anything. I just grab the people, I bring them to the notary, I grab them, I bring them to the immigration office, and I do everything with them and for them. So they don't have to worry, they just have to bring the passport. I tell them exactly what they need, and then I go through them, through the process with them together, so that they have a very smooth landing, you know.
That's really great. That's really great to hear. And I'll put link to that. It is mystartbulgaria.com.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that in the episode description. I do it for every episode. Anything we mention, I try to link for the people who are listening.
Super.
So they get more information,
that's
you
great.
Know.
Absolutely.
I also put some links for about Bansko. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned 4 businesses, and now I'm really curious to hear at least about one more. At least about one more, because you say that 4 businesses in Bulgaria, so
that's
just really curious.
That's right. I mean, you know, like with Coworking Bansko, we did a lot of things. So Coworking Bansko already was 2 businesses in itself, and but also we wanted to start we wanted to sell the coworking space to everybody, to our members actually. So we wanted that everybody takes a share, you know, like so. And the idea was to build a cooperative.
Okay.
So instead of Matthias and I are the owners and the managers, we wanted to sell the space completely to its members.
Could you put it in a bit more clear terms? So you wanted to create a shared economy around a co-working space?
No, the thing is, a co-working space is lots of work. You know, like you as a member, you don't see this work.
Yeah, for sure.
But a co-working space is so much work, you know? And the thing is, if you share this work, it's only a little bit work for you, and it's only a little bit work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it reflects the interests more of the members.
True.
If you own a part, you say, hey, listen, this is not good. Maybe the chairs are not good. Or maybe...
The members are more involved, and people get what they want.
Exactly. So it reflects also your wishes and your ideas. And this is... Matthias and I never wanted to run a co-working space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... as because the daily business is grinding, you know, as every other business, right?
I can speak from experience as well. Yeah, it definitely is.
And this was our idea. Our idea initially always was we own this thing together and we run it together, you know, like. However, unfortunately, this didn't happen. You know, like we were really in the process.
It is difficult to find partners and co-founders, so it is understandable.
Absolutely. And so also for me, you know, like I sold most of the shares of Coworking Bansko, mm-hmm. and I really withdrew from the management and everything.
Okay.
So everything is now done by Matthias. So for me, this was a real relief, you know, like because I have now mind space to do different stories.
Another thing, the next thing.
Exactly. And so My Start Bulgaria is one of the things which came up. And
I understand.
Yeah.
Now, so this is very interesting. What you're saying that actually you had and you still have, so you had one successful business, that's the co-working space in Bansko.
Absolutely.
And you made kind of a private exit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sold your equity or most of it.
Yes.
And then you're running another business in Bulgaria. So that's like one successful story next to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And the story continues.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to talk a bit about the quality of life that you personally are experiencing. Mm. Although I'll come back to the fact that you mentioned that actually your members of the Bansko co-working space, they're here for the lifestyle.
Mm.
That's why you have members, because they come here for the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But let's first talk a bit about your personal feeling about... So I have this funny question.
Mm.
How do you like the Bulgarian cuisine, the Bulgarian food? Is it okay or...
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Nice.
I tell you two things. There is the tomatoes and there is the potatoes. I tell you guys, this sounds a little bit strange, but honestly, you cannot get tomatoes that good anywhere else in the world.
Even in Greece.
Nowhere. This is Bulgaria. Honestly, Bulgaria, tomatoes and potatoes, come here, try it out. You will be amazed. It's really good.
I can vouch for the tomatoes for sure. And with potatoes, we make some really interesting recipes with, of course, with meat or without, with a lot of vegetables. So thank you for that strong recommendation.
Absolutely.
Really, I'm really happy to hear that. As your personal lifestyle, do you feel like traveling or just spending some days in Sofia, or do you have like a favorite second place after Bansko? Because I understand Bansko is your place, but which of the big cities maybe you like? Maybe on the sea coast, on the Black Sea, or
the Black Sea. I'm personally not so attracted to the Black Sea. I don't know why, but it's far away. It's 6 hours drive or something like this for me.
Yeah, between least. 4 or 6, depending which highway you take.
Absolutely. So Greece is far closer to me. So Kavala, if I want to go to the shore, I usually go to Kavala or Thessaloniki. It's far closer. Also, I'm a sailor, so I like sailing.
Yeah.
Greece is really amazing. So I do a nomad sailing retreat.
Yeah.
So nomadsailingretreat.com is another business of mine.
Okay.
And I like to give the people, you know, like Dimi, life begins at the end of the comfort zone. So, and I like adventures. I'm an adventurist. So it's like sailing is one of the things, you know, like you're at sea and the wind is propelling the boat.
And you depend on yourself and your teammates.
Absolutely. And what I like to do is like, I like to take people on the sailboat and I laugh to give them the feeling, you know, like I like to teach them. I like to build a sailing team within a week. By
awesome.
The end of the week, you know how to sail and, you know, like it's an experience. And but
I'm starting to think that I want to try it too now.
Absolutely. It's a real co-experience, you know, like we make this together, you know, we cook together, we sail together, and then we find an anchorage and in a bay, and then we swim and we can have business talks and whatnot.
So you did not give up that part of yourself when you came to Bulgaria? Actually, it became somewhat easier because of the access to Greece?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And I love sailing in Greece. Greece is amazing because due to the pebble, they have lots of pebble beaches,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and so the water is more clear. And you sometimes you anchor the boat and you think it's floating in the air. The water is so clear. You know?
So as far as I understand, you just rent a car or you take your car and go to Greece straight from just Bansko.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's awesome. So that's also a good point to make, because I always try to, of course, mention the Black Sea, mention the mountains, but it's also a very good point that first you have good connectivity, and if you want a different landscape or... For example, you like sailing, going to Greece is not a problem.
Absolutely. It's 2 hours from Bansko, it's 2 hours.
2 hours, awesome.
Mm. And you said, you know, like, what favorite city is in Bulgaria? So I like Plovdiv a lot. Plovdiv is amazing. Okay. It's a small little town, but it's also, I feel it's also, it has a romantic thing.
Indeed.
And also they have lots of art. You know, it's an artsy town. It feels a bit younger. They have great cafes there and whatnot. And Sofia, of course, you know, my girlfriend, she is from Sofia, so I'm always drawn into Sofia. So it's, for me, it's also, Sofia is also, feels like coming home, you know.
Awesome.
And I know so many more places now in Sofia. Oh, actually, there's a big recommendation. You have free walking tours in Sofia. If you come to Sofia, book a free walking tour. They do it 360 days a year. So it's like, I think there's only a couple of days they don't work. So free walking tour in Sofia. Do it. Even if you live here, do it. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun.
I actually didn't know about these guys, so you have to give me a link and I'll post it in the episode description.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I even may reach out to them and you know, say hi, because this is amazing. I didn't know about this. So to anyone listening, there will be a link in the description about these free tours in Sofia for people visiting, and that's amazing.
Absolutely. But also, you know, like, apart from the cities, you know, I lived in London for a while. And
in London?
I was working in many different countries. However, I am not a city person. You know, the cities, I feel they drain my energy. So Bansko, for me, therefore, is an amazing place. But Bulgaria offers a lot of nature. And this is something, you know, like, it has this wild, this wilderness.
And
you know, like,
in proximity to the cities, if you think about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And this is something I really love. So if you go in a forest here, it feels like a forest. It's not man-made. It's like it has this wilderness thing. And I really like this, you know.
Great to hear, great to hear. And if I may, I kind of feel that way. Even in some of our parks here in Sofia especially, we have the... it's called the West Park, and then we have Borisova Gradina, because of various factors, but they really, it's like a wildlife, it's like a wild nature in some parts of it, and it's really awesome, because you can just jump there for like 15, 20, 30 minutes. You can just be deep in a forest, although you're still in the city.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing. And
and people are using it, you know, like
that. Yeah, all
if
that.
You go
yeah,
there, people,
so many people now.
Yes,
there.
Absolutely. It's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just bring you back, because you mentioned that Plovdiv has a special place for you. You find it more artistic or more art you find there, and also the different vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
So I guess you spent some time there, but did you get to interact with the expat community there? Because I know they have a big community there.
Yeah, not really, unfortunately. I mean, you know, like, I know I'm also a member of the DC, Dynamite Circle.
Okay.
So TMBA, Tropical MBA. And I like to be connected with other entrepreneurs. You know, like, if you spend the time with like-minded people, this is really what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And I know there is a couple of Dynamite Circle people in Plovdiv, and I'm in contact with them. But really, I go to Plovdiv to have a nice weekend, to drink a coffee,
awesome.
To treat myself a little bit, to have a little bit of city feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And because Bansko is a small place, and I love it, and it's amazing if you want to do sports, whether it's winter, summer, or whatever. And
hiking, yeah.
Yes, and hiking is amazing, and also downhill and whatnot, you know, like, you can do literally everything, you know.
Also mountain bikes.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to mention.
Absolutely.
For the fans.
And so, you know, like, for Coworking Bansko, summer is really the how can I say, the main season.
Yeah, of course.
And so last year we had 120 people. This year,
120 people?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
So this year I'm not so sure, because of the COVID situation.
Yeah, with the travel restrictions.
We will see how this works.
Yeah.
But Nomad Fest is coming up, so end of June. So if you people can travel, if you can afford to travel, if the borders are open, please check thoroughly, you know, like, before you travel, that everything works fine. But the Nomad Fest is end of June, 25th of June.
And it's in Bansko.
It's in Bansko.
Okay. I'll put
a link
to that too. Maybe there's some Facebook page or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Facebook and website. And we have 250 people confirmed.
Awesome.
But honestly, I don't know whether all of them will come or not due to the restrictions.
Well, you never know, because, you know, things. This is the part of the entrepreneur you experience that you take a risk, right?
Absolutely.
And that risk is not just financial risk. It's a lot of things.
Absolutely.
So you start organizing something with the hope that it will be in the service of people, that they will like it, it will be useful to them, meaningful experience and so on. And now we are, of course, concerned with travel restrictions, which is with every week. But it might have the reverse reaction, because now people talk that, hey, now I realize how much I wanted to travel and I didn't do it as much. So actually, there are some forecasts that, you know, travel will actually spike because more people or people who did not travel before will fill the gap for the people who traveled too much. So, don't set anything in stone. But it sounds like if you have 250 people confirmed, this will be something that I would personally like to check out myself, you know.
Absolutely.
End of June, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll put link to that too. And meet you there.
So far, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like our community is really lively. So when you dip into, I think, you know, like due to the fact that we are more in the nature and more natural based, you know, like the people come closer together. So it's really, you dive in, you know, like it's like this family feeling. It's like this family vibe.
And you say it's like-minded. So there are other entrepreneurs you mentioned.
Yes.
Could you just give me some examples of what kind of their businesses or in which field they offer services? Like just an idea of what a crowd is.
Absolutely. We always wanted to have a very diverse group of people. So we never focused on anybody in specific or particularly. So we have writers, we have developers, of course. We have all sorts of creatives, graphic design, and you name it. And it's like, people come up with things you would never imagine, you know, like what they do. And of course, you know, like Amazon business kind of broke down a little bit as far as I know. But you know, like people do, like this is so, it's high diversity.
So it sounds everything. To me like if someone would like to hire, let's say, good experts, actually reaching out to the Bansku digital nomad community or to the co-working space, they could actually try and find some really good experts that work internationally.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's not an issue at all. And this is one of the things real co-working actually offers. You know, like we always, when you talk with co-working people, co-working is not co-working. Some of the businesses, they have, like, you can rent an office space and they call themselves co-working, but it is not co-working. Co-working is active thing, you know, like
interacting and exchanging ideas,
exactly,
feedback.
It's where people interact with each other. So, and this is exactly what happens in Bansku. You know, like you sit on a table and you meet, I don't know how many different people. Maybe there's 10
different businesses.
Maybe there's 10 people sitting on the table, you know, like,
okay.
But everybody does something different. So, and it's incredible how much you can learn from the other people. Although they have no idea what your business is about or how you to run your business. But since they have such a naive perspective, maybe, of your business,
they ask a question that
they might give you an idea which you haven't even thought about.
Now, for fresh mind, fresh eyes, it's really important.
Absolutely.
For validating ideas as an entrepreneur. That's something I learned to take a long time with, like to try to collect as much as opinions as possibly can, not just from potential customers or people who are actually, and businesses that are actually ready to engage with what I'm trying to do, but just also from other entrepreneurs. It's always interesting to see how experience from different segments applies and to learn that we have such a community here in Bansku. Of small businesses and entrepreneurs that work together, that share experience, that give feedback, and that are open to interaction, I guess, with other communities. And it's really interesting for me. And to be honest, I'm surprised positively, really, about your story. It's
absolutely
amazing.
And you know, like there's business owners, they run businesses
in Bansku themselves.
Not in Bansku itself, but they have like international businesses. But they run businesses like seven-figure businesses, so they earn millions, you know, every year. You know, like, so it's like it's really like it's a good entrepreneurial crowd. So you really can reach out to people or talk to them, and it's like it's a one-to-one. You know, like it's like we all want to not only run a business, but we also want to live our life. You know, like we want to have fun, we want to do something, and it's really amazing. You know, like you can do so many things with other people, and you meet on a different level. It's not only entrepreneurial, but it's also we want to live our life in
And here I bring back to the conversation to the fact that you mentioned lifestyle as a key motivator for people to visit.
Absolutely.
And engage. So what is the lifestyle that you've heard other people mention when they come to Bulgaria? I mean, I guess they have one image in their head, and then when they come, they're like, okay, it's different, but it's better. Maybe something in along those lines.
I mean, you know, I have a funny story to tell.
Yeah, for sure. Please do.
So usually in the summer, you know, like some people are drawn to a certain time of the year. And so in summer, I always say we have the Bansko Circus. So we have some people, you know, like they like to walk on the rope, like, you know, like...
balancing and...
Exactly, yeah. And some, you know, they play guitar or instruments. And so we have also these evenings where we have like an open mic night or something like this. And we meet in jam sessions, we sing together and so on. And then there's other people, they do juggling or whatnot, you know, like, and then we have our Friday barbecue. Friday barbecue is the hit, you know, like, we all meet there and we have fun, we enjoy, you know, like, it's really meant to be, you know, to have a meaningful conversation and to,
awesome.
To do things together, you know, like.
So,
it's really fun.
And I really, because you're so positive about Bulgaria and the quality of life that you found here. So I have to ask a question that somehow strikes the other points. So let me think. Okay, what do you miss from Austria or from the lifestyle that you had before? Is there something that you can say, I cannot have that in Bulgaria? Is there such a thing?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the thing is, you know, I travel a lot, and the thing is, you know, wherever you travel, it's not your home, you know, like, I mean, as a nomad, you say, you know, like, home is where your Wi-Fi connects automatically, you know?
Where the family is, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and so sometimes I miss to talk in my dialect as an Austrian, you know, like, I'm from the most western part.
Uh-huh.
And we have a very strong dialect, and sometimes I miss to talk in my dialect, you know, with people.
I understand.
Freely, but... on the other hand, you know, like, maybe this is a bit stupid, but that's the way it is, you know, like, that sometimes these cultural things, you know, like...
Yeah, that they exist, and that they're both what make, as we talked about, the opportunities here,
mm-hmm.
and they're also, you know, what bring kind of the spice to it, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So this was an amazing conversation. So I want to ask you, I usually... finish with something like a question like this.
Mm-hmm.
So if we talk again, and I hope that we do in
okay,
1 year,
so, yeah.
next year mm-hmm. around this time mm-hmm. and all the COVID craziness has gone and
yeah.
people travel and it's such a nice weather again. So what would be talking about? What do you think that you'll be sharing about your next business, or do you have an idea what it would be a year from now?
That's a great question. I really like it.
Okay.
Because, you know, like,
thank you.
For me, the thing is always... I like change. I really appreciate change. I like to do new things. And when I meet people like yourself, you know, like, it always gives me an idea. You know, you run a podcast. This is amazing. I think so much about podcasts. I should do one too.
Yeah,
you know?
Should try it, yeah.
And on the other hand, I'm an adventurist. You know, like, I do also wild nomad safari. So I
okay.
offer safari tours in Zimbabwe, in Botswana, in Africa, in the southern region of Africa. And so maybe by next year, I have something different to tell you.
That would
so
be awesome.
So maybe we can do another adventure together.
Yeah, why not make the next podcast episode in Zimbabwe while on safari, yeah?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy talking to you, Uwe. What you just said, I just want to highlight. So you welcome change, you like change. And we live in times where change is happening, wanted or not, it is going to happen.
Absolutely.
For entrepreneurs, it will be who adapts the quickest.
Absolutely.
Or who adapts before the market has not shrinked and he has switched to another one. So from what I heard from our conversation, you find Bulgaria as a place that gives you flexibility.
Absolutely.
And it makes it somewhat more easier for you to start a business and engage with people from all over the world, not just with other Bulgarians who are trying to do a business.
Not only that, but also the sustainability. You know, as we have seen now, that this situation which affected us all
mm-hmm.
is if you want to have a sustainable business, you either have to look on your expenses and you have to lower the your burn rate, you know.
Okay.
And I think Bulgaria is an amazing place. And to be honest, you know, Bansko, there is no better place than Bansko to wait this situation out. You know, we are so close to nature, we can walk in the woods and we can do all the things basically. And also we have a very low burn rate. Our costs, the business costs are low, and therefore you can sustain longer.
And during these strange times, actually, I heard stories that everywhere the stores were full. On the last episode, there was Jen and Mitko Katsev, and Jen was posting recently stories on Facebook how, you know, good job Bulgarians, because all the stores were full with everything, you know, from food to toilet paper.
Bulgaria has done a great job, I must say. They also adapted always to the situation. They
saw businesses adapted quite quick, yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but also, you know, the government. Because in the beginning, there was a lockdown in Bansko. Because Bansko has a lot of tourists, so they had to do something, right? Mm. But then, as they found out on the go that there is not so many confirmed cases, so they opened up again. So they always adapted the right way. So Bulgaria has done a great job, in my opinion.
Well, with this positive note, I want to thank you again, Uwe. It was an awesome conversation. And talk to you next year again.
Absolutely, Dimi. Anytime. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. Till next time.